I'm Charlotte Norris, and I'm with the Promise Neighborhood Initiative, which focuses on working with the schools Burke Street and Winchester Avenue here in Martinsburg. And we've been working with Burke Street for several years now, and we just added Winchester Avenue. But they're very similar schools in terms of the population of students that they serve. And so we try to step in and surround them with supportive kinds of activities. And here today at Burke Street, we have the playgroup, which we've been doing for a couple years to help build community, but also to engage parents with their kids in really constructive play.
Explain what Shepherd's role in this. You were just talking a little bit about that. There's several departments that
absolutely
participate.
You know, early on, Shepherd has been involved in the whole concept of how do we build community. You know, from Dr. Jerry Crawley was doing a research project here in the neighborhood, and the outgrowth of that was engaging her first-year social work students in working with the play group in terms of interacting with parents and interacting with their kids in meaningful ways. And so from that, we extended that to work with Dr. Kindig and her students, Dr. Andrazi and his students. And so they come in as part of their course assignment and spend at least one session here with the kids. I think the social work students actually have to come twice, and they actually have an assignment related to their interactions here with families. And so it's a great thing because it's extra hands on deck when we have kids, and they have opportunity sometimes to sit down one-on-one with them and do homework. Sometimes it's just coloring or doing games or outside enjoying. 2 weeks ago they walked over to the community garden, and so it's just really that interaction in positive ways, and also introduces particularly our older siblings to college students and that opportunity to kind of interact and learn a little bit about what their experiences are as well.
My name is Amy Garzon Hampton, and I am a professor and trainer at Shepherd University.
Explain the benefit to students that are working with this project here.
Well, the students that we have here today are students that are an introduction to social work. And I think that it is essential for social work students to get into the community. You can't really learn about social work and how it feels and how to do it and what kind of environment you're going to be in unless you actually do it. And so this is a really good project for them to start trying social work on, right? And intervening with families and working with children. And they're not expected to do anything that's beyond their scope because they're not, you know, they're not educated, they're not trained, they're not ready for, you know, for them to, you know, to actually, you know, do any kind of case management or interventions. But it does give them the opportunity to know what a community project looks like, and to interact with some of the people that would benefit from it, and to kind of see not only, you know, what they can provide as far as service, but also the things that they can learn from the people that they're interacting with.
What kind of reaction do students have after working with these kids normally?
Usually it's really enthusiastic and really excited. There seems to be kind of a, it's I don't know, it's kind of like a flood of energy after they've been here in which they really feel encouraged about the field that they've chosen. I think that it gives them more confidence that they can do things like this, because it's scary when you're a student going from a classroom to then the community. And so I think that this is real validating for them to be able to feel like, okay, yeah, I can do this, and I was okay there, and I can be effective.